There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Kate Delaney. Happy to be here, hanging out with all of you in your nooks and crannies. Some of you probably have the heat turned up really, really high. You may be wrapped in a blanket or two. It's cold, rainy, and snowy in some areas of the Northeast, and pretty darn cold in many of the plain states as well. But that's the weather when we hit the winter, and we're still in the middle of January. You might have decided you were going to sneak out, wrap up, and go see a movie this weekend. You know, even some of you who are not big movie fans will occasionally find one that trips your switch. I'll tell you the one that I think should trip your switch, American Sniper. And it's Friday through Sunday, over 90.2 million. They say really over 93.6 mil. And they think it's going to come in even bigger with the MLK holiday, a lot of people having an extra day off. So it scored really, really big with lots of people that went to see it. Clint Eastwood, the director of that movie, and Bradley Cooper stars as Chris Kyle, the sniper in the movie. The sniper who has the most kills of any American sniper, who saved a ton of Marines' lives when he was up on buildings, for example, in Fallujah, and was able to protect the Marines who were doing one of the worst jobs I can't even imagine, roaming through the streets and cracking in doors. Because remember, you had all the IEDs and the possibility of their own snipers shooting at you. And I think they did a great job, really. I saw the movie. I think they did a great job of telling the story. I really do. It's And it wasn't too long. It wasn't ridiculous. It didn't get off into, you know, too many dark corners. And it focused on exactly what it was like to be Chris Kyle, a guy who, by the way, didn't want a lot of fervor, a lot of fanfare over what he had done, and was kind of embarrassed by his nickname, The Legend. And because of what happened on 9/11, it really pushed him to jump into the Navy SEALs and do what he did at 30 years old. You know, they were calling him in boot camp old man, and old man, what do you think you're doing? And, you know, then he was just a terrific sniper, because since a child, as a child, he learned how to shoot and just was really good with his weapon. And I just love the story. We're going to talk to Jim DeFelice this week, who wrote American Sniper, about Chris Kyle and the book and now what's happened with the movie. So that should be pretty interesting stuff. It is down to two teams, the Patriots and Seattle. They made it into the Super Bowl after the AFC and NFC championship games unfolded on Sunday. Boy, a tale of two different games. The NFC championship game goes to overtime. Some incredible hijinks or trickery or special teams magic by Seattle, bringing them back from losing that game. And it was incredible, including an onside kick and a 2-point conversion. So it was pretty exciting to watch the final couple minutes of the game where Seattle pulled it out. I know there's some disappointed Green Bay fans, however, 28-22 in OT, not even close when it came to the Patriots and Tom Brady. I mean, it was just an incredible blowout, 45-7. So no, the Colts weren't even there. There was really no luck hanging around for Andrew Luck in New England. He's the quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. So that deal is sealed in 14 days, really 13 days. We'll have a Super Bowl. And, of course, we'll do a special nail the score for the Super Bowl. And we'll do one for the Pro Bowl, too, coming up this week. It's just one segment, and it happens on our Wednesday into Thursday show, second hour, last segment. So two more nail the scores. That's all that's left for this season. Woohoo! Some of you really love it and get very disappointed when they go away. Others are happy because you say, I don't understand, but it's very easy. It is like picking lottery numbers. You're just making a scoring guess and picking a team. And you know, that's the people that win. The people who feel like they need all this information aren't the people that win. It's the people who just take a guess. It's like throwing darts at a board. They're the ones that win these fun little games that we sometimes play on America Tonight. Boy, I'll tell you, it was crazy to think that there was an anti-Charlie, you know, Je suis Charlie. There was an anti-Charlie rally in Pakistan. 5,000 people showed up, and the pictures were, to me, very sad. Oh, very sad. Screaming and yelling. And this, of course, is against the French magazine Charlie Hebdo, and this was in Lahore, an eastern city in Pakistan. The founder of a group, Ban for Militant Leaks, urged the protesters to boycott French products, saying, don't buy anything French, and saying, we will launch a movement against the insulting caricatures of our beloved prophet. And, of course, you know this story, but if you don't, the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo published a picture of the prophet Muhammad weeping on its cover last week after two gunmen stormed in the offices and slaughtered 12 innocent people, lined them up, men and women, and shot them dead. They said their attack was revenge for previous cartoons the mag had published mocking Islam. Oh, my, oh, my. So awful. And then on Friday, heading into the weekend, protesters tried to storm the French consulate in the southern city of Karachi. They shot and injured a photographer working for a French news agency called AFP. And this is just sad. But I suppose we would think that there might be some blowback for that. And, you know, just last week in France, there were a million people that gathered, including world leaders, except for our world leader who said, oops, maybe we should have been there. Everybody else was there, but no Obama in France protesting what happened to the people who were shot. And that was like a heartwarming moment, let me tell you. You see that many people out there, you don't even have to guesstimate. It was huge. It was huge, needless to say. So sad to see what's happening in Pakistan, because is there really any excuse for killing innocent people? And especially when we're talking about freedom of speech, I just don't get it. Ugh, I just don't get it. This is why every day I thank God I live in the United States of America, because no matter how much I whine and complain and don't like some of what happens in this country, I really wouldn't want to live any place else. I've visited some wonderful places, and there are great ports all over this great world. But when you see some of the kinds of things that are happening that just defy logic, and especially the power of freedom of speech, if you don't like it, you don't pay attention to it. I mean, that's the thing. We all see things and hear things we hate. You tune out. You don't look at it. You don't buy it. It's no biggie, right? So to have that happen, there are just no words still, really, for that. So it's almost tax time. You're probably getting your taxes together. Americans who didn't get health insurance last year could be in for a big surprise when the IRS asked them to fork over their Obamacare penalty. And it could be more than $95, they're saying. It could actually be higher depending on what your income bracket is. I wonder how many people are going to have to do that. I think there's going to be more people than they actually expected. Each year it's supposed to go up higher. By the way, we are definitely going to Washington for the Obamacare argument in the very, very beginning of March. The weekly re-rack coming up on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment
moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is January 5th, 2014, and gold opened at $1,197.90. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,242.08, $621.04 for a half-ounce, or $310.52 for a quarter-ounce. That's $1,242.08, $621.04, and $310.52.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
I saw her dance with the devil, and he was wearing my suit, black and white Jordan leather. And she was looking for a beat. Now she looks just like heaven.
We've been talking about this here on America Tonight, the fact that on Sunday, when the world was watching what was going on in Paris and the outcry and the overwhelming amount of people, including all the world leaders, we were noticeably absent. Yes, our ambassador to France was there, but I said this the other day, how many people can name that person? No president, no VP, and really the president needed to be there. So there's this big snub factor that's still churning and burning across Europe. And then, of course, while that was happening in Paris, then there was this conversation with the president about, gee, what did you think of the college football championship? And he talked about how well it was working and all that kind of stuff. So joining us in our virtual green room right now is Bridget Johnson. She is the Washington editor for PJMedia.com. Bridget, what do you make of the president and the snub to what happened in Paris?
Well, the White House sure wants it to go away.
No kidding.
That.
Yeah.
You know, we've been pressing them with questions for the past couple days, and you know, Josh Earnest, I think that he felt that just by coming out yesterday and saying, yeah, it was probably a mistake, we should have sent somebody, he thought it was going to die at that. But, you know, now, you know, we're asking, okay, so you're saying that it was a random behind-the-scenes decision. Who made the decision? You know, because you're saying that President Obama did not make the decision, but is he not the commander-in-chief? You know, did he actually not know anything about an invitation from President Hollande, which is strange because they talked on the phone.
Wow.
And then at another point, you know, Josh Earnest was trying to say, no, I don't even know what Obama was doing on Sunday. And then another point he says that, oh, yeah, he watched the march on TV. Okay, just tell us he was watching football. You know, just be honest with us. But, so, I mean, there's greater repercussions in the fact that it comes off looking like one of two things, that either the president didn't care or that somehow he was afraid to go to this march. And the White House has repeatedly talked about the security issues, but how would the risk for President Obama have been any worse than it was for other leaders who attended? You know, Benjamin Netanyahu is a greater assassination target. The King and Queen of Jordan were there. You know, they're a big target for terrorists. And so there's a lot of lingering questions still from it.
Yeah, and like you said, I think they're trying to kind of two-step around it in D.C., and they're not having an easy time of it because this is the story that keeps on giving, because as you mentioned, there are other targets there that if we want to argue that who had more of a security risk, we could make that argument. And, you know, you have the Palestinian leaders a few feet from Israel's leader, but no American president. And I would love to be a fly on the wall if really when there's honesty flowing and transparency among the right hand and the left hand man in the White House with the press, if they're not regretting that decision, I bet you they do.
They are. They are. And it's just kind of confusing, you know, like, okay, so at what point did it get up to Dennis McDonough, the chief of staff? Because I was looking at their guidance that they were sending out, you know, a few days before the weekend. And I kept seeing, you know, nothing scheduled for Obama on Saturday or Sunday. You know, Vice President Biden in Delaware hanging out at his house, you know, on Saturday and Sunday. And just thinking, oh, come on, guys. You know, and so it just kind of feels that, you know, there's been a long time vacancy for optics manager at the White House that's never been filled because it should have been crystal clear that there needed to be some sort of at least administration level representation at that march.
Yeah, I think so too, and that somebody just didn't hand the ball off right. You know, you've covered what's gone on in Washington for a while now. Certainly, I have through the last couple of administrations. But in looking what happened with Obama heading into the second term, one of the things, and you know this is why it became a punchline for comedians, is that whole idea of transparency. And it's like somebody told me once that every administration they covered, they'd say, we're going to be the administration that does XYZ, and then that's what they didn't do. And I've talked to a lot of veterans who were in that press, that daily press briefing, and they say they've never seen anything like it. That if anything, they don't know what's going on half the time. They say the wrong times for things, and it's more discombobulation than other Republican or Democratic administrations. Do you feel that way?
Absolutely. And you know, my colleagues feel the same way, too. This is like, it was pretty unprecedented when, you know, about a year and a half ago, the Committee to Protect Journalists came out with a report on the Obama administration. You can compound that on top of the White House Press Photographers Association, you know, saying, hey, you know, we're never allowed access to him. You know, we're just expected to take photos from the official White House photographer and you know, run those as the absolute. But as far as transparency in that briefing room, too, it's gotten to the point where reporters are going, you know, just verbatim to Josh Earnest, hey, you said you were going to be transparent. You know, somebody said that to him today. You promised transparency. You know, how come you're being so secretive on this? And he just comes back with, you know, you've heard me say all I'm going to say on this. So it's become not so much even like a job of White House correspondent anymore as it is detective. You know, you have to go hunting for everything that the White House is not going to reveal.
Yeah, boy, absolutely crazy. It's just funny in comparing previous, you know, you go to Bush, you can even go to Clinton, and then you go before that, and you look down and you talk to people who have covered exclusively the White House even for however many decades, and they all echo the same things. And it's nothing about left or right or anyone's particular preferences. It's just is, you know, what it is at this point. So there's going to be this summit, as you know. They're going to have this summit on terrorism. And do you think then that's kind of when the floodgates come open? Because there is kind of this theory that's been tossed around, as you know, that the president doesn't want to really have to delve too much into Islamic terrorism. Even the other day I heard the former Senator Joe Biden say, not Joe Biden, Joe Lieberman say that he feels as though that the president doesn't want to attach himself so much to that. He doesn't want to use those words. He doesn't want to describe that. Do you think that's more posturing by people out there, or do you think maybe there's something to that?
I think that, you know, the administration is trying to straddle some sort of diplomatic middle ground on this, and they're just coming across as mealy-mouthed. Today, Josh Earnest was trying to explain why they don't want to go along with the French government's terminology. Their prime minister came out and said, this is a war against radical Islam. And so he was pressed by reporters and say, you know, why won't you guys use that? Why don't you agree with that? Because it seems pretty straightforward. You know, you're not saying every person who's Muslim. You're saying radical Islam. And Josh Earnest said that they don't want to use it because they don't want to attach the name Islam to it. So they just want to refer to terrorists as violent extremists who have sought to incite a religious war against Islam. So I think some people, especially on Capitol Hill, are afraid that we're getting so much into the game of semantics on this that we're overlooking the greater problem.
Yeah, and it goes back to, too, the political correctness. You could throw a little bit of that in there, too, which is crazy. You know, it is what it is. And especially because other governments are very specific. Muslim governments are very specific when they're addressing that issue and saying that. So I don't get it. I think it's one of the crazy things that's gotten a lot of press and should, because it absolutely doesn't make any sense to me. All right, Bridget Johnson, the Washington editor for FreeJMedia.com. Thanks for coming on.
All right, thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. Wow, interesting stuff from Bridget Johnson. It's something we're all talking about. You know, on one hand, the president wants to say, oh, I'm reaching out and I feel you, and France, you are our ally. And then once again, they drop the ball. And frankly, I think a lot of that is the people around him, because remember, it's about delegating who's in the cabinet, who's your press secretary, who are the people, your chief of staff around you, because they're the ones that bounce all these things off the wall. And this was a very, very, very big miss, which is why I said to Bridget, can you imagine being a fly on the wall and not having any screens, meaning you can have open dialogue. When they have open dialogue and it's going round and round as to why do we do this and why do we do that, I would love to have found out what that conversation was about. Because how could they have dropped the ball on this one? It just makes absolutely no sense to me. All right, stay with us. We're all hopping the fence next here on America Tonight.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
His boy standing on a corner, somebody
when it came to comments in the mailbag. And by the way, if you want to throw in your two cents, the crazy march, the anti-Charlie march in Pakistan, or some of the other things that are happening, maybe you had to deal with the horrible delays in the Northeast flying-wise, or you were in a car and you saw how treacherous it was, or whatever it might be, whatever trips your trigger this time around, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. But lots of opinions poured out and poured late on Sunday night into the mailbag, so let's check it.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Tommy, who says, man, I wish I had gotten in on your nail the score, because I correctly nailed the score with the Seahawks beating Green Bay 28-22. I told my friends I didn't tell you. Bummer. What a finish to that game. That was definitely one for the ages in the NFC, but I could care less, Kate, with the Super Bowl matchup between Seattle and New England. No offense to Patriot fans, but I find the Patriots so boring, and I'm not a fan of Bill Belichick. Not a fan of Bill Belichick. All the winning? I think, you know, it's such a personal thing who you root for and how you feel. You're not a fan if you're not passionate about your team and you don't dislike a few others. Let's put it that way. We got another comment on the football, and this one was from Chuck, who said, Kate, I've always been tempted to call in for Nail the Score, but I seem to forget when it is. And it would have been fun to try to level a guess on both of these games, although I fear I probably would have been way off base. I really didn't suspect that Green Bay was going to win, but I didn't suspect the switcheroo in the final moments of that game to happen. Congratulations to Russell Wilson. I love the way that he cried at the end. That was pretty cool, man. Real men do cry. And then New England just walking over the Colts. I don't know that that's a surprise either. Not great for Andrew Luck, who is going to be talking about his contract in the off season. Yeah, I think I mentioned this before. Do you give a guy $25 million and pay him the most a year just because, you know, hey, he had an off championship game in New England, got thrashed? Does that affect... Does that make, you know, does that set him up for a little bit of a pay cut in these negotiations? I don't think his agent is going to want to see that happen, so probably not. All right, we tripped onto a few other things, too, as well, including the, including what happened that march in Pakistan and Lahore. I got this one from Josie, who says, Kate, I've never sent you an email, but rest assured, I listen to the show when I can. I have kind of a hinky schedule. A lot of times I end up downloading it from the GCN website, so I end up listening to it at different times of the day. I am shocked and astonished at that protest in Pakistan. I get it, how the people feel. But the organizers, what idiots. Why would you even do that? Why wouldn't you just quietly raise your fist with an aha? Because it was a horrendous, brutal display of killing innocent people. What do you think? Oh, well, yeah. I think it was, yeah, of course I think it was wrong, but not surprised by the fact that we're talking about Pakistan. I mean, what do you expect in Pakistan? But, you know, for that, for 5,000 people to gather, nothing like the million that marched in Paris last Sunday. But you had men and women, some of them who probably weren't with the magazine at the time, line them up and then shoot them in cold blood. I mean, this is a magazine, for goodness sake. That's just crazy. I mean, just absolutely crazy. And really, does anyone think they could live under an Islamist jihadist regime? Would that be a great way of life? Of course not. You look at what's happening with ISIS. You look at what they're demanding of people when they go into certain cities, and that swath in Iraq and in Syria, and it's pretty much shows you right there. Pretty much shows you. Here's one from Charlene, who says, Kate, Martin Luther King Day. It's interesting because I think with Selma, a lot of people will go and see the movie Selma, but I'm not so sure it really portrays the essence of Martin Luther King. I haven't seen it, but I've only heard from a few friends about it. I may go and see it because I'm very, very curious now. And Martin Luther King Day coincides, actually, as somebody told me, with the 50th anniversary of the Voting Rights Act and, of course, the release of Selma, the film about King's march and support of the bill and all that kind of stuff and whatnot. Martin Luther King was, boy, what an orator he was, no matter how you feel about certain things that happened in the civil rights movement. His I Have a Dream speech and the March on Washington in 1963, I mean, that just blew me away when I was a kid to hear that. It really, really did. And, you know, Martin Luther King had all kinds of friends. He really did. I mean, so he was a guy who cheated on his wife, and he had some flaws for sure. But who cares? He took a risk and put it on the line. And I think anyone that takes a risk to make the world a better place, bravo to them. And he certainly did more than that. I'm not even doing him great justice here by describing it that way. But for generations to come afterwards, he left a legacy, one that's always talked about. And because of his guts and tenacity, certain things happen that should have happened. And of course, you know what happened in Selma. That was 1965. That was demonstrators, including Dr. King, who came over an Alabama bridge at the city limits of Selma. Can you imagine what it was like back in those days? I really can't, because I missed that era. But just in learning in school and talking to other people and having, of course, guests on this show. Okay, went off on a little bit of a rabbit trail there. Let's get back on the track And this one from Joey, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about that you grew up in Philly, where, and also that car that you're talking about that flipped over and the guy flew out and died was terrible because they showed it all over the news, and the amount of cars that were involved in that accident and crashed and crunched and the people that were hurt, and then pulling the people out of that was so sad. On Sunday, it was awful in parts of Philly and just outside of Philly. 76 especially, you know how dangerous that can be. The slippery conditions, it was pretty awful. Yeah, 76 always seems to be a pretty bad place. But when you put freezing rain on those cold streets, it paralyzes the traffic and leads to some pretty gnarly things, and that's obviously what happened there. And I don't know if somebody was speeding or they slammed into each other or how that all happened, but a lot of cars, they said 77 cars were involved in that, so that's never good. That means they couldn't get around. That means that it was just a flash freeze, so they weren't expecting it either, and that's probably what happened with the lead car, not expecting that was going to happen, most likely. All right, here's another one. This one from Marin, who says, Kate Delaney, I've listened to the show now for a couple of years. I think I sent you an email a couple of years ago, and so I'm glad to be emailing you again. I promise I'll call someday soon. I have kind of kooky hours, so that's the problem. But I'm still heartsick over what happened in Paris, and if anything, this should open the eyes of any doubters as to what Islamic jihadists want to do to the rest of the world. It was very cruel and sadistic what they did to those people at Charlie Hebdo, and this was all in the name of cartoons in satirical fashion, which is just so shocking. Can you imagine if they did that in the United States? My goodness, with the kind of material we have all over the place, from HBO to YouTube to The Onion to all kinds of magazines and publications, it'd be a very dull world, I have to say, a very dull world indeed. This one from Mark, who says, Kate, what do you think's going to happen with the Republicans? Everybody and their brother is declaring, even Mike Huckabee's talking about it. I think it's just a wild money grab right now, because if you don't get out there now, start your pack, get the money, and get people interested in you, it'll be too late. The money will be gone. I think it's more that than anything else. Yeah, absolutely. That's why we knew Rubio would do that. We knew Rand Paul would do that. But I think some of the others, like Huckabee, saying he really, really wants to do this. Jeb Bush, especially, because he knows that he can raise that money, that he can get people to come out for him, and he wants the PACs blowing and going. He doesn't want to get in a situation where if you're going to get elected, you have to have a $1 billion war chest, which is crazy, isn't it? $1 billion to become president of the United States. Does that give the little guy, the unknown, a chance to break into politics? Not really. Not if you're talking about that amount of money. I don't think so. Because $1 billion, you have to be one heck of a fundraiser to be able to schmooze all those people, find the right people, have people that know the right people, and do the dance. That's part of it. And if you're not good at that, you will not be elected. All right, coming up on the flip side, the Daily Wow, and odds and ends, plus Grimm. Grimm's hanging on the line. We'll talk to him. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can, right at the tail end of the show. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283.
The knowledge of the ancients. tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at SlingBow.com. SlingBow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of SlingBow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at SlingBow.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Are you ready for the large asteroid blast that's next on the Daily Wow?
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Petey stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Bad breath and bad gas.
Chew himself raw.
Sticky, gooey, smelly.
She scratched incessantly.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Tons of energy, no more bad smell.
She has gotten this puppy look. Her coat has sheen.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
My vet was completely blown away.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
The asteroid 2004 BL86 will fly by Earth on January 26, passing at a range, they say, of 745,000 miles, close to three times the distance between the Earth and the Moon. It's going to be the asteroid's closest approach to Earth for the next 200 years. This asteroid, check it out, according to NASA scientists, will only zip by, so there is no chance of it hitting the Earth. Oh, and strong telescopes and small binoculars might be able to detect it, so good luck. Wow. I'm Kate Delaney. And that is the Daily Wow. Daily Wow. Or you want to chime in on something, you can do that 855-266-5283. So here's the deal. the deal is, as I mentioned, Pakistan and how awful that is and how raw people are over that. I mentioned New Jersey and Philadelphia and what happened with those cars all mangled and sadly someone being thrown from the car and what black ice can do, and it's just absolutely awful. I certainly feel for those people. As I said, I have been on that road for many, many, many times, let me tell you. And it can be treacherous anyway. Let's go to Bud in New Jersey. Hey, Bud, how are you?
Pretty good. Kate, how about yourself?
Good, man. Did you see that accident? It was crazy.
Yes, I did. I was watching it through the police scanner and the picture over in the police department. They had a somebody had a camera, and it was relayed back to a lot of departments. It was one big mess from one end to the other end, and they're blaming it on black ice. That's what it was. It was black ice.
Yeah.
That one guy didn't have a seatbelt on. You can tell that by being thrown out. And there was a lot of people without seatbelts. You can tell by the injury of the people.
Wow.
You know, usually your airbag would kick on or something, but this time there's people getting banged on the side of the head and the front, where if you had a seatbelt on, you wouldn't get bumped there, you know?
Yeah.
We got plenty of rain here. And I think I'm in my floating teepee now because I'm drifting out. We got about 2 inches of rain, and the temperatures are warming up. But Wednesday it's going to snow again.
Oh, it's going to snow, huh?
Yes, that's what I was told. And it's just one big happy mess here. People go out when the weather's bad. I still can't figure that out. It could be 90 miles an hour wind, rain. And yet people get in their car and drive less than a mile and then get in an accident.
Yeah, I don't get it either. Why wouldn't you stay in?
Yeah. People don't do that in Jersey. You know that. You've seen that around.
Yeah. It's crazy because why take the risk? It's not worth it. Stay in, and then on the other days, go out. I mean, it's nutty, and then that's what happens, especially on roads like 76 and 95.
Yeah, that's all dangerous, and even 295, it comes in.
295. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Well, be safe out there, bud. Keep warm, and don't venture out unless you absolutely have to.
No, I'm smart enough. I just stay put until everything's cleared up, you know,
yeah.
And I move out.
Yeah.
Okay, Kate, yeah. Have a nice
that's
day.
That's the way to do it. Take care of yourself. You sound like you're getting a cold. Oh, I know all about that. This is that time where the weather switches and you get the flu, a cold, who knows, strep throat. I've really been hit hard this winter already. I understand. Grim, hello.
How you been, Kate?
Okay, Grim. Nobody nailed the score. We have two more left.
Yeah, I didn't make the call in. You know what could be a good piece? Would if you would do a piece about the NFC, I mean, we didn't have a Super Bowl. It started with the NFC and the NFL, and there was no AFC.
Mm-hmm.
And to let you know what I have been doing is I always root for the underdog. And if you really go back and you research when the NFC was the only thing that existed when the AFC tried to get in there. These rich, rich, rich people, these big towns, didn't want it. And they fought it. And they said the AFC would never make it.
Mm.
We could have ended up with never having a Super Bowl. And this is why I root for the AFC.
Right, so we have a Super Bowl. It's funny you say that. In my book, Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS, I talk about that. I talk about how football started, and you wouldn't believe some of the crazy things, and how much people were paid, and, yeah, what if we didn't have what we're having, and what even the name Super Bowl, where that comes from.
It would have never existed. It would have just been, and besides, I'd much rather be an American than a national.
Yeah, there you go. I'd rather be an American than a national. I love it. That's so funny. Well, don't forget, we have two coming up. We have the Pro Bowl, and we have the actual game the following week.
And I was actually rooting for Green Bay and the Colts. I wouldn't have won at all if I would have called in.
Yeah, Green Bay had a really big chance, and they blew it. They had the lead, and Russell Wilson came back, and they made some great plays, even an onside kick, a two-point conversion. And they just didn't get the extra points on the board that they needed. It was a surprise because I thought for sure Green Bay was going to win that.
Was it scripted?
Was it scripted? No, I don't think it was scripted because if you saw Mike McCarthy's face or Aaron Rodgers, I don't think it was scripted. I think they thought they were going to the Super Bowl. And then promptly they were dumped out of Seattle with a loss. And I think they were absolutely stunned by that loss, Grim.
I couldn't believe it when they started going downhill. It was the only game I watched. I didn't watch New England and the Colts.
That was a blowout.
Yeah, I knew that was going to be. I didn't even turn it over, but I sat and I watched it. And I swear there was a point there when I was watching Green Bay go downhill that I said, is this scripted?
Yeah.
It felt like it. But,
no, not scripted. Very, very depressing for Green Bay fans, for sure. And the very elated Seattle fans had to love that their win was that would look like it's going to be snatched away, came back to them. It was good stuff, actually, watching that game. Grim, thanks for the phone call. And as I said to Grim, we have two more Nail the Scores coming up, one this week, AFC and NFC, because the Pro Bowl's going on. Oh, yeah, the Pro Bowl. People forget about that. And then we have the Super Bowl the following week. We're 13 days away from that. I'll tell you what we also have, politically speaking, the State of the Union. And the State of the Union happens on Tuesday. On Wednesday, we'll have reaction from the Republican side as to what the president outlined in the State of the Union. He's not running for president again, so it'll be a little bit of a different speech. I think that he'll take credit for a few things and throw out a few attaboys in that deal, and then talk about a lot about taxes, it seems. He'll probably focus on taxes and how we can make up some money, a tax increase. This seems to be the centerpiece of his economic proposals, a $320 billion plan to raise taxes on the wealthiest Americans by raising the capital gains tax rate on couples making more than $500,000 to 28% from their current rate of 23.8%. It would also close tax loopholes, and there would be new fines on top financial firms and a whole bunch of other things, too. I bet you cybersecurity is probably on the list. Maybe he glosses over Paris. Internet access, maybe that also, maybe there's something there, too, as well. We'll have all of that for you, and then the reaction, the post-State of the Union address on our Wednesday show. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.